So if you think about our species, the whole concept of endurance is built right into us. I mean, the fact that we've been around for more than 200,000 years is pretty incredible. But does that mean we can endure long into the future?
It may be sort of over-optimistic to say that because we've survived up till now, we will survive in the future.
This is Professor Martin Rees.
I hope we will, but the challenges we are facing are unprecedented.
Martin Rees is one of the greatest living cosmologists. He did his PhD alongside Stephen Hawking back in the 1960s. And because Professor Rees has devoted most of his life to studying the vastness of time and space, he's been thinking a lot about the future, actually our future, and a question: just how long will our species be around? Here's Martin Rees on the TED stage.
10 years ago, I wrote a book which I entitled Our Final Century? My publishers cut out the question mark. The American publishers changed the title to Our Final Hour. Americans like instant gratification and the reverse. And my theme was this: our Earth has existed for 45 million centuries, but this one is special. It's the first when one species has the planet's future in its hands. Over nearly all of Earth's history, threats have come from nature: disease, earthquakes, asteroids, and so forth. But from now on, the worst dangers come from us. And it's now not just the nuclear threat. In our interconnected world, network breakdowns can cascade globally. Air travel can spread pandemics worldwide within days. And as science offers greater power and promise, the downside gets scarier too. We get ever more vulnerable. But we and our political masters are in denial about catastrophic scenarios. Some scenarios that have been envisaged may indeed be science fiction, but others may be disquietingly real.
What odds would you give if you were to wager a bet that humanity will exist in the year 2100?
I give pretty high odds that humanity will still exist, but I wouldn't bet more than evens that we would get to 2100 without a very severe setback. I think we're going to have a bumpy ride through this century, but I think we won't wipe ourselves out completely.
But I mean, we are in our infancy compared to other hominid species that came before us. So it seems like we have the capacity to be resilient and to endure for a long time.
Well, we do indeed. But of course, something special happened to our species, namely evolution of language and an intelligence that enables us to manipulate our surroundings and indeed affect the whole planet. So we are very different from all previous species, and we have the power to endure. We also have the power to destroy ourselves.
Within a few decades, millions will have the capability to misuse rapidly advancing biotech, just as they misuse cybertech today. Freeman Dyson foresaw that children will design and create new organisms just as routinely as his generation played with chemistry sets. Well, it may be on the science fiction fringe, but were even part of his scenario to come about, our ecology and even our species would surely not survive long unscathed. For instance, there are some eco-extremists who think that it would be better for the planet if there were far fewer humans. What happens when such people have mastered synthetic biology techniques that will be widespread by 2050? And by then, other science fiction nightmares may transition to reality. Dumb robots going rogue, or a network that develops a mind of its own, threatens us all.
I guess I'm a little worried that you are so pessimistic about the future of our species on this planet.
Well, I think everyone is very aware of small risks like low levels of radiation, air crashes and things of that kind. But we are in denial about these possible new risks. We are at risk of events such that even one occurrence could be too many. And I think we need to focus a bit more attention on this.
So then, do you think that we could possibly be the last human species on planet Earth?
Well, I think the hope is that there will be a species evolved from us. It's taken 4 billion years to get from the simplest life to us. But One thing we know as astronomers is that we're billions of years ahead. The sun's got 5 billion years before it dies, and the universe may have an infinite future ahead of it. So we're maybe not even the halfway stage of evolution. And indeed, one could strengthen that statement by saying that future evolution won't take place on the slow timescale of Darwinian selection. It'll happen on a technological timescale. It may only take a few centuries before a post-human with superhuman abilities exists.
Okay, I'm curious, Professor Rees, because, I mean, you study, you know, like these gigantic things, the universe, and we humans, in the whole scheme of it, we are barely a tiny speck, a millisecond on the clock of the history of our own planet. So does the question of whether humanity will endure, does that have any, like, larger cosmic importance for you?
Well, I think, as a human being, I care about human beings,
Yeah. Even
if they may be just a tiny speck. But, of course, in that context, I am very interested in the question of whether there is intelligent life elsewhere. And, of course, if it were to turn out that the origin of intelligent life was such a rare fluke that within our galaxy it had only happened once here on Earth, then, of course, what happens is important not just terrestrially, but cosmically.
Yeah.
Because if we wipe ourselves out, we might destroy the potential future of life in the galaxy, whereas if we flourish, then we could imagine that our Earth is cosmically important as the one place from which life spreads through the galaxy. So I think it's very important that we should not be self-satisfied enough to think of us humans as being the culmination of evolution. We should think of ourselves as being just a stage, and we hope that we can avoid snuffing ourselves out and therefore leave open the likelihood that something more wonderful will emerge.
Professor Martin Rees is an astronomer and cosmologist. He's also the Astronomer Royal, or the official astronomer to the Queen of England. You can watch Martin's entire talk at TED.com. So when you're, you know, stuck in traffic, do you also have like a cosmic perspective? Like, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're just like a tiny speck in the universe.
No, I'm afraid I worry about wasting small amounts of time as much as anyone else, because I know that although the universe may go on a long time, I won't.
On the show today, ideas about what it means to endure. More in a minute. I'm Guy Raz, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.